Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Yeah.
Tony from the draw.
Yeah, Tony from the draw. Thanks for coming up saying hi to me at the Rider game. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was great to see you, Ballsy. Moose Jaw all the way in, slippery sections. When you get the Belt Plain, it turns into a skating rink except for two tracks.
Oh, man. Oh,
okay, well, take her easy, Tony, okay?
And bridge decks. Yeah, I'm at Grand Coulee now, so kind of clear sailing. So,
did you ever think about being a Zamboni driver in another life?
Because
you're pretty good at this stuff.
Well, I haven't put my ice and snow tires on yet, but that's this weekend.
Later,
all right, have a great day, guys.
You too, man.
Bye.
All right, Tony's a good guy. Yeah. I actually got to put mine on too. I keep putting it off because I feel like that's admitting that we're done with summer and fall.
No, we're like 8 degrees below. Well, today we're 13 degrees below.
I know.
Seasonal.
Today is also would be the 79th birthday of John Lennon.
Yeah, hard to believe he'd have been that old.
I feel like I need to clarify now that he's from the Beatles because there's a lot of younger people out there now that might not know who John Lennon
really
is.
Really, you wouldn't know?
Maybe.
You'd always know that.
Was Lennon... Like, I know you're not a big John Lennon guy, and I
can't deny he was influential.
Oh, for sure he was. He's one of the most influential pop icons of all time.
Just like saying you didn't like Wayne Gretzky, but
right.
he's still like Wayne Gretzky. Still Wayne Gretzky. Greatest.
But I go back and forth. One of my friends is a big Beatles junkie.
Yeah,
and we always go back and forth on who was better. Was it McCartney or Lennon? And I'm a McCartney guy. I like McCartney. He seems to think that he always says, "Yeah, well, what's McCartney done since the Beatles?" I'm like, well, he's done Wings and some solo things. And he's like, yeah, but, I mean, clearly the hit maker was John Lennon.
Well, they were together.
Is that true?
Together they were the hit makers. I think they need each other.
79.
Yeah.
So there's a good chance that even if he weren't shot, he would be dead by now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, he could still be alive. Why not? Why couldn't he?
Well, no, he could. Well, McCartney is.
Probably still be on tour. We're going. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, yeah. And them versus the Rolling Stones.
You think about that. Because of some
idiot.
Yeah. Who decided that he was crazy and shot John Lennon, the world had to go without John Lennon, like because of some dummy. There are so many celebrities, I'm not going to name names, but there are celebrities that need stalkers that do the same. I just don't get it. I don't get how these stalkers pick and choose.
Where the music gods aren't fair.
They aren't.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Where would the Beatles, were the Beatles broken up then?
Yes. Yeah.
Would they have got back together, do you think?
Hard to say.
I'm sure they would have had a reunion tour at some point.
I mean, we'll never know. I would think so. The money would have been too big. You know?
Oh, can you imagine?
Well, there was one time they were pretty close. It was, well, I don't know if it would have been a full reunion or not. I guess it would have just been Lennon and McCartney. But Lennon and McCartney were sitting in their hotel room or in New York watching Saturday Night Live. And somebody said something about a Beatles reunion on the show. And the two were like, how awesome would it be if we just went down there right now and just played on Saturday Night Live? Do you think they'd let us on? They would have shut the show down.
I never liked the Beatles, so I'm not going to change and say I did. But like, let's be honest, wouldn't it be awesome to sit in a room with those two guys and listen to them like come up with songs?
Yeah,
like just to sit, be a fly on the wall,
and it would make you feel super useless.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So if you're talking snowflakes or anything like that, Portland is the home base.
Oh yeah, it's you hug trees and eat granola.
So what they're doing is they're dropping $195 million to remodel a public building, removing all urinals from the bathrooms and replacing them with stalls, even in the men's bathroom, because they said they are, urinals are, quote, a relic of a bygone era when men and women were recognized as biologically different. So they're saying that urinals shouldn't be in men's bathrooms because...
It shows your man?
It shows your... They're 100% biological for men. And here's what I don't understand.
What's the difference? It's in a bathroom.
Say, quote, a relic of a bygone era when men and women were recognized as biologically different.
Well, they are.
That's what I'm saying. We are. Doesn't matter who you are. Even if you are transgender, you have to admit that men and women are biologically different.
Yes, they are different. And here's what I don't understand about that story is you go into a men's bathroom. Why should we have to change the stall out? You're in a men's bathroom.
This is what they say. We will continue to have gender-specific multi-stall restrooms that are readily available to any employee that prefers to use one. But there will be no urinals in any restroom in the building. This will give us the flexibility we need for any future changes in signage.
I will say I kind of agree with them on this point. Because we have a no-flush urinal in our bathroom.
I know, it's horrible.
And it is gross. So I want the flush ones.
As a guy, I don't love using the urinal all the time. Especially if the bathroom is busy. Because
I agree, you
lose the privacy.
It's very awkward.
You get splashback.
It's very awkward.
It's gross stuff, right?
It is very
especially
awkward.
If I'm wearing flip-flops. I ain't using the urinal in a busy bathroom. But that being said, go to a Rider game or go to a concert. Who's always lined up outside the washroom? The ladies, never the men. Because urinals are quick. Boom, 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 boom. In, out, gone, gone, gone. You're not having conferences
once
in stalls.
Once again, so this is going to be a multi-use bathroom, like everybody can use it?
Eventually, that's what they're planning. They actually say they have, on each floor, they have a bigger, in Portland at this one place, they have a bigger washroom that is for everybody, an all-gender washroom. Then they have smaller washrooms that are for specific genders. I'm sorry, but and this might just be me, but I don't feel comfortable taking a poop in a public place as is, let alone taking a poop where women are in the bathroom.
No, why are we doing that?
We're not.
No,
Portland,
but I'm saying that's why are we doing this in society? We're opening up a can of worms.
I don't know if this is going to catch on.
No, it better not.
It seems like that's taking it a little too far.
That's way too far.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Coming up on Thanksgiving this weekend. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm going to try to cook a turkey. Never done that before.
Right.
Did you buy
your turkey already?
No, I'm going to do it right away.
You going to get the one with the little thing that pops out?
What's that?
That lets you know when the turkey's done?
No.
Is that a thing?
Have you cooked a turkey before?
They still have those?
Have you done that?
No. I've never cooked a turkey.
No. I'm going to try to do it.
I think I'd be fine with it. You'll be fine. You just throw it in the oven. And you got to throw it in the oven for a long time.
You just throw it in the oven.
Yeah.
That's your...
Don't eat it raw.
Anybody got any tips?
Make sure it's cooked enough.
Anybody got any tips besides this guy telling
Baste
me just
it
throw,
it
in, throw it in the oven for a long time? Yeah. For a long time.
That's it. That seems to be the gist of it.
Is that right on the
You take a temperature. You take a temperature. You pick it. You throw the turkey in.
Yeah.
And then you wait.
You
and then
it,
you bring it out and then you eat it.
You pick a temperature.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't. They give you a temperature
so you
on the
pick
packaging.
It, you pick, yeah, and then you just throw it in there for a very long time.
Sure. Well, you got to make sure it's thawed.
Well, I know that.
Yeah. You can't throw it in
you
frozen.
You can't throw it in frozen. I get that. Yeah. Yeah, I know that. I'm
Why don't you try? You know what I want you to try?
What?
Try to deep fry a turkey. That would be a disaster.
No, I don't have those gadgets.
Okay.
I just get rid of my air mattress.
You're right. Baby steps.
What do other dads that don't know how to cook turkeys?
Why don't
have
you
to
just
do
order
what,
K-Fry?
Yeah, like what do? Do you order K-Fry?
That's what you should do.
That's what I should do, and just say it, or go to the Sobeys and get the rotisserie chicken or whatever.
Sure. Something like
That's
that.
That's what I should do. That's probably what I will do.
So
I don't
you're
think...
already giving up.
Yeah,
before
pretty well.
You've even tried.
You know what?
I think you could do it.
I will
give it a go and then record it.
I will tell you something right now, and I've said this to other people. I can stand in front of 500 people and MC and talk and joke or whatever. You put me in a kitchen and tell me to make a meal, I am nervous as crap.
Well, and you got to make sure
you're good at it.
When you do it, you're going to make stuffing too?
No, are you kidding?
You're not going to mess around?
Well, how do you make stuffing? How do you do that? You got to reach in the turkey's ass and pull stuff
out? Yeah.
That's what you do?
Yeah.
You got to pull it.
I had a family member one time who put it in the neck and not the... And then we were like, why is there only like a cup full of stuffing for everybody? We put it in the wrong hole. Yeah, I know. Keep the audio on that one because that one will come around again on me, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Put it
in the wrong hole.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
Mac the Moose is now 30 centimeters taller than that lame one, the lame moose out in Norway.
Right.
Although the one in Norway looks nicer.
Pretty nice.
I'm still saying that.
Pretty
it's
nice.
Giant. It looks like something out of Terminator.
So we got a huge rack here in Moose Jaw.
Yeah, yeah. You've been waiting all day to say
huge
that.
Huge rack. Good job. Good job,
so,
Moose Jaw.
Congratulations. I'm happy that you guys have risen above it. and have through much determination got yourself a giant moose back again. So my question is, here in Regina, why don't we have a giant anything?
I don't know.
We don't have it. Vegreville, they have a giant egg. You know? Kipling, they have a giant paperclip. And then Moose Jaw, they have a giant moose.
What would our large thing be? A pothole?
Maybe.
Sawhorse? A sawhorse.
Oh.
A big orange sawhorse.
Why don't we put a big giant sawhorse right in City Plaza? Right.
That's
downtown
what we should,
here?
Huge orange sawhorse.
Big giant orange sawhorse,
yeah.
Because it is our animal. It's what Regina is about. Big orange sawhorses blocking potholes.
Uh-huh.
Can we do that?
We should. Or get this huge mattress to lay in a ring road ditch. Like the length of one ditch. Like from the Winnipeg train track to the Albert Street Bridge.
Just
that should all be
one giant mattress.
One huge mattress.
I like the way you think. Or we could just put a permanent statue of a train on Ring Road.
Let's do that. There's
just
so many.
Just block the road off.
So
we're
many,
done with it.
So many things.
Giant statue.
A huge train.
I think we should do it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We are getting to know our candidates here, the federal candidates. Of course, there are three ridings here in Regina. That's good. That's okay. Haley Clark is joining us. She's with the NDP. Regina Wascana, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Haley?
Yeah,
and that's okay. You can have your phone on. You're very busy. You're willing to listen to your possible constituents.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. Awesome. Haley, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from Regina originally?
So I was actually born out in British Columbia in the northern parts and then moved out to Saskatchewan in 2002, where I was raised in Vanguard, small town, 134 people.
Oh, wow.
So grew up there, K-12 school, and then moved here to Regina for university and stuck around. It's been 6 years now.
What did you take in university?
I did French as a second language.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Just the certificate program.
Yeah. So you're from a small town. How many people were in your class?
So my grad class was four. It was, at the time I graduated, K-12, 67 students.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So this is your first foray into federal politics, but you ran politically provincially?
Yeah, so I ran in the Swift Current constituency for the MLA position in 2016 against Mr. Brad Wall.
Oh,
yeah.
How'd that go?
He was victorious. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
But that's kind of got me the taste for wanting to run again and again.
Yeah, see, that's good. You've got the political drive, and you got to appreciate that. How's the door knocking going, Haley?
It's going well. Obviously, weather has not been permitting lately.
Right.
hoping that we can just get, you know, at least no snow, then I can be back out there meeting the people and walking around a little bit.
No, in your real life, you sell cars.
I do, yeah.
So how
in your real life?
Well, yeah. So how does selling cars translate into being a politician? Are you used to rejection?
Yeah, that's not a lie.
Yeah.
But it's also helped because I can talk to people.
Yeah.
You know, if I was trying to do this even about 6 years ago, it would be very much quieter on the doorsteps. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Haley Clark joining us. She's from the NDP running in the Regina Wascana riding. So with all of this happening and with the debate on Monday night, a lot of people are talking. I'll get a little political here because, I mean, Singh did pretty well. And I think we can all agree that Singh did pretty well. Doesn't matter what political party you're with.
I like when he stood up to that racist the other day is what I liked.
Yeah, I mean, he's got his head on his shoulders. You got to be proud of your leader.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I met him personally a couple years ago when he was honestly one of the most friendly, down-to-earth guys I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And when he talks, he actually is talking about the issues. You know, he's not a deflector, which I really like. It's straightforward, and I'm proud to stand with him.
I think he could kick the crap out of me, too. Like, I think he could give me a beat.
Yeah, he probably, if you put the three major parties, like NDP,
like
Conservative, he'd win.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, for sure he'd win.
Yeah.
I agree.
He would. I think he would.
Yeah, no.
And no political affiliation. Political affiliations aside, like, he would probably.
If there were a cage fight.
If I was outside and I was I was walking in downtown Regina Friday night, I'd want Singh walking.
That's right, exactly.
So so tell me what you like to do away from selling cars and knocking on doors. Like, what do you like to do in your spare time?
So I like to think I'm a amateur artist. I do a lot of painting and drawing, but most of my time is taken up. I've got 4 cats and 3 dogs. And
Oh, wow.
All to myself, and I keep have to stop myself collecting more cats. But
So are you a cat person or a dog person?
Probably, I would have to say definitely a cat person. Dogs, I've just always grown up with them and found it hard trying to live without one here in the city.
Right. Yeah, well, I've got a dog. You want it? You can. Depends on the day. Some days you can have it. Some days I love it. I love it all the time.
Four cats, three dogs. So are you a seasonal person? Like, will you throw on a toque and knock on doors, or would you? Are you like a like summer better?
Obviously, I don't have a choice but to put the toque on. But there's going to be a couple layers definitely built up. But I prefer to be doing this in the summertime. I don't like the cold.
Damn, can we not call it a July election? Yeah, can we not do a July election?
Nobody would pay attention to it, though. We'd all be at the lake. Anyway, thank you, Haley Clark, for coming in again with the NDP in the Regina-Wascana riding. Good luck.
Oh, thank you so much, and thanks for having
me. Now, before you go, you speak French. I want you to say Chad and Ballsy are awesome in French. Say it.
I don't think I have those skills.
Yeah.
Damn.
That wasn't the best.
She's not saying she doesn't have the skills to say it. She doesn't have the skills to lie about that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Welcome to a snowy Wednesday, but the snow's not going to hang out, so let's not get too down in the dumps. I've noticed a couple of comments and stuff on Facebook. People are a little pissy this morning. That's okay. I get it.
Snow before Thanksgiving. Shocking.
I'm with you.
Anyway, when I look at some of these studies, when you get a good sample size, it's usually a pretty good indication of things. So a relationship app called Lasting, surveyed 75,000 married couples and found the top 5 things couples fight about, okay? Chores, number one. Now, experts say you should cut it up about 50-50 or as close to it as you can.
Okay.
Do you do 50-50?
Let's go through the list.
Okay. The definition of clean. So you got chores, then what is the definition of clean?
Yeah.
Because men and women have different things.
Right.
How often to have sexual relations.
Okay.
Okay. Using your phone too much. So maybe put rules on it, right?
Yeah.
Dinner table, bedroom.
Right.
And what to spend money on, because a lot of couples fight over major purchases.
I'm shocked that is so low on the list. Like, I thought money would be top 2 for sure. Isn't it? I thought that's what everybody argues
money,
about.
You know what the one thing that I found shocking? Family. Money and families, which fight over.
Yeah.
Family. Like, we're spending too much time at your families or too much time. I thought that would be one, too.
There are a lot of things to fight about. I think you live in the same building as someone. Chances are you sleep in the same bed as them every night.
The one thing I could tell you, and you know this, but the one thing... relationships aren't easy, especially long-term relationships.
Yeah.
They are not easy.
They take
work. There's a lot of give and take, and a lot of point scoring systems.
It's funny, because ours used to be, we used to always fight about cleaning the cat's litter box.
I got one of those.
It's funny.
One of those comments on Facebook. Somebody said the exact same thing. Michelle says, who changed the kitty litter? It's your turn. No, I did it last time. It's your turn.
Or the chores. Loading the dishwasher. So we don't fight about that. But Callie always is on me about how I load the dishwasher.
You don't do it right?
What is right?
I know. That's what
is right? Like, I'm putting all of the dishes in the dishwasher. Last time I checked, that is all you need to do.
Here's what I always say.
That's it.
Here's what I always say. The way I clean isn't the same way you clean, but at least I'm trying to clean. You know what I mean? So if you don't want me to clean, just tell me and I won't clean. Otherwise, be happy with how I clean.
I've gone cross-eyed.
You know what I mean? Sorry, I didn't explain.
No.
So I clean and you clean.
Right, yeah.
But if you don't like the way I clean.
So this is what it is. I am going to clean the bathroom.
Right.
Say.
Yes.
And I'm going to clean it to my version of clean.
Right.
If you don't like that, then don't ask me to clean it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and there's nothing worse when you clean something and you've done it to the way you feel good about doing it, and you take your time, and then they come in and we missed a spot nothing.
You don't do that.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app, and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.